The Israelites were on high alert. They had just lost 3,000 of their friends, and they might be next. They kept a close eye on Moses. He walked through the middle of the camp, past all their tents as he headed for the tent of meeting. Everyone came out and stood in their tent door and watched as Moses and his new assistant Joshua walked toward the tent. They knew they were about to meet with God, and God was about to meet with them. As soon as Moses disappeared from sight, the glory of the Lord fell and rested at the door of that humble tent. The Lord talked with Moses face to face, just like a friend talks to a friend. When everyone saw the glory of the Lord fall, they fell on their faces and worshiped God. God had their undivided attention. Hello, everyone. This is L.J. Harry, and you're listening to Week 36 of Simplify. Moses had his answer. He had talked with God, and God had told him what he needed to hear and say. Now it was time to say it. Moses stepped out of the tent and into the sunshine and started heading toward the camp. But Joshua was missing. Joshua wasn't with Moses. Joshua went into the tent, but Joshua did not come out of the tent. He was still inside. Joshua was one of Moses' assistants. Surely to be one of Moses' main men, his daddy must have been a preacher and his mama must have been a prayer warrior. Actually, Joshua was the son of a guy named Nun. Joshua's dad was just as unknown as Joshua was well known. But Joshua realized the presence of God is not just for the blue bloods or the pedigreed or the royalty. The presence of God is for the hungry. If your family has been in church for decades and built the church with their bare hands, the presence of God is for you. If your family doesn't even believe in God and fights you because you do, the presence of God is for you. When Joshua walked into the tent, he walked into an encounter with Almighty God, and it was enough for him to ignore every other to-do on his list and just stay in the presence of the Lord. Something beat inside Joshua's heart that said, as long as God is here, I want to be here. I'm sure Joshua had things to do. Got to send in registration, got to make peanut brittle, got to buy peanut brittle, get to corral practice, got lima bean surprise cooking in the crock pot. Joshua had a lot to do, but he had nothing better to do and nowhere better to be than just to stay in the presence of the Lord. And that is why Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. When the presence of the Lord descended on that little tent Moses made, everyone else stood at their tent door just behind their welcome mat and watched the presence of the Lord. But Joshua was not like everyone else. It wasn't enough for him to watch the presence of the Lord fall on that tent. At some point, Joshua tugged on Moses' sleeve and asked him, "Mind if I go with you?" "I love your Mount Sinai stories, Moses. I especially love the one about the time God etched 10 commandments on 2 tablets. That's amazing. But if it's all right with you, I want a few stories of my own. I don't just want to hear about the presence of the Lord or just watch the presence of the Lord. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. I believe it's God's desire to call us away from just watching what happens and to walk into the presence of the Lord where it's happening. God is looking for Christians wholly dissatisfied with just hearing the stories of our pastors and elders, but are hungry for some stories of our own. When we go to the altar on Sunday, or our prayer time Monday through Saturday, let's not give God our wish list and rush off. We have nothing better to do and nowhere better to be than to be in the presence of the Lord. In a world screaming, "Go," I hear God calling us to stay. Lord, thank you for inviting us into your holy presence. Thank you for the opportunity to spend time with you. Please forgive me for rushing off too soon too many times. Help me to long to be in your presence and stay in your presence. Help me to make your presence my home. I want to have Joshua's heart and habits and learn how to stay alone with you. In Jesus' name, amen. This devotion hits home, very close to home, with me. Just a few weeks ago, in fact, we had a young man named Kyler who was preaching on a Sunday morning here in Mount Vernon. He preached about the coming of the Lord, which was a great message and a great topic for this generation. And at the altar call, several people came to the altar and prayed. and it was a good altar call. But what made it a great altar call were the people who stayed in the altar rather than rushing off like we normally do because it's been a busy Sunday and people need to get home or get somewhere to go for lunch. We have a night service. They need to get home, have lunch, get back in time for the night service. But on this particular Sunday afternoon, we just stayed in the presence of the Lord, stayed at the altar, stayed on our knees. And during that time of staying, God filled a young man with the gift of His Holy Spirit. I do believe some of the best gifts, some of the greatest gifts God has to offer are for those who are willing to stay and linger and not rush off, but talk to God and then spend time hearing from Him. I know our schedule doesn't always allow us to just stay all day long, but there are times where it would be good to press past the normal time we would get up and away from the altar or up away from our prayer time and stay in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I hope this episode helps you. I hope it helps you to draw closer to God and give you deeper hunger for more of what He has for you. If so, and you'd like a copy of Simplify, you can purchase it at PentecostalPublishing.com. It's available in print. It's available on Kindle. You can give it to somebody as a gift, or you can get one for yourself, PentecostalPublishing.com. Thanks to you, the listeners, we just crested 5,000 downloads of the episode. So thanks so much for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. If so, or if the podcast is helping you in any way, please let me know on social media. My Twitter and Instagram handles are LJ and Andrea, LJAndAndrea. And Facebook is lj.harry. Look forward to hearing from you. Next week, when we get together, we'll be in week 37, and we'll continue with the character Joshua. And I want to share with you one thing I believe Joshua would have done differently if he could have done it all over again. You will learn what that one thing is next time. I look forward to talking to you next time, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.